Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 11th. Happy Missions Monday. We are in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 through the end of the chapter today. Then we'll move over to the Psalms and be in Psalm 140. In Luke's gospel, Jesus will enter into Jerusalem, and this represents Jesus' final week before he goes to the cross. I'll be reading in the English Standard Version, starting in verse 28. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go into a village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? You shall say this, The Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, Why are you untying the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. What a curious story about the disciples who were told by Jesus to go ahead and to get a colt, one that had not been sat on before, and to untie it and to tell the master or the owner that the Lord needed it. So interesting. And then Jesus rides into Jerusalem. We celebrate this on Palm Sunday, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And I recall that we read the very words that they spoke aloud from Psalm 118. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Many of the people were looking for a political king, but Jesus is bringing a different kind of kingdom, an upside down kingdom where he gives his life as a ransom for many. And then Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. He wants so dearly to see them come to know him and his salvation. And then he enters into the temple and he reminds them that the temple is to be a house of prayer. Finally, the scribes and the Pharisees, they are put out. They do not like Jesus and they are looking for a way to destroy him. And we know that, in fact, Jesus will go to the cross because of their accusations in the end of this week. But it is so interesting what verse 48 says. They didn't find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on Jesus' words. And now in our daily rhythm, let us move over to the Psalms, to Psalm 140. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. To the choir master, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their heart and stir up wars continually. They make their tongue sharp as a serpent's, and under their lips is the venom of asps. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way, they have set snares for me. I say to the Lord, You are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation, You have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot, or they will be exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent men speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Yesterday, we didn't focus on a missionary per se in our worship services. So I thought it might be interesting and good for each of us to think about a ministry or a missionary that we love and support and pray for, and just spend a few minutes contemplating their work and praying alongside them today. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for my friends. Thank you for this opportunity we have to be in your word and to be encouraged by it. Thank you for Jesus and his life and his ministry. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to help us to see him more clearly every day. We pray, Lord, like the psalmist, that you would deliver us from evil, that the situations in life that are assailing us, that you would be present with us. We want to stop and thank you for missions and ministries and missionaries that we know and love and support. Let us just take a minute to think on them and to pray silently for their needs. And then collectively, Lord, we pray that you would bless them and keep them and make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them and lift up your countenance upon them as they seek to bring your kingdom in this world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, we pray. Amen.